This is more than just a funny guy. Why more than just a funny guy? Because that's what I am, nigga. I don't want y'all to know me as, Murph so funny. Nah, see, I got a real, real truthful side too. I want you guys to see that. I want to bring y'all into my world, what I really feel and how I really feel about people, and what's going on in the United States and around the world today. So sit back, listen to me, subscribe, and let's just vibe, dog. More than just a funny guy coming to you. Let's go. What's up, world? We back with season two of More Than Just a Funny Guy. I'm your host, Murphy Montgomery. Oh, nope, that's not my name. Murphy Rashard. Let's get it together. Season two, man. We got bloopers. Season two, we're going to bring a lot more energy, everything. And as y'all know, today, past week, we had a lot go on. Sports world. DeMar Hamlin, safety, Buffalo Bills, had a head-on collision with T. Higgins, receiver, Cincinnati Bengals, that, you know, put him in cardiac arrest, heart stopped, had to be resuscitated on the field, carted off, tubes, you know. So we're going to pray for him. Y'all can. I mean, I'm going to pray for him too. He's up now. But it sent the world into kind of a frenzy because Skip Bayless made a tweet and people took it as insensitive. But I think it was more too soon than insensitive. I want to break down that tweet for you guys because I think everybody read that tweet and took it as you just read through it. You didn't use the punctuations. But I'm going to read the tweet and then I will break down to you what I feel like my interpretation of what Skip Bayless said and what he meant. So the tweet reads, "No doubt the NFL should. The NFL is considering postponing the rest of this game. Hyphen. That's key for later. Hyphen. But how? Question mark. This late in the season? Comma. A game of this magnitude is crucial to the regular season outcome. Ellipses. For you guys that don't know what ellipses are, that is dot, dot, dot. Which suddenly seems so irrelevant." He received a lot of backlash for this tweet. You know, Darrell Revis said, "All you care about is football when DeMar Hamlin's life is at risk. Coming from you, I expected more. This tweet is not you. This tweet is not you of all people." This tweet is not, I'm reading this how he typed it, guys. So it said, "This tweet is not. You of all people should know better, bro." Patrick Peterson said, "Come on." Ronnie 2K said, "Prayers for all of them." Now, let's get into this tweet. You guys can say I'm advocating a defense, Skip Bayless, and whatever you guys want, but it was misinterpreted. We got to give Skip some slack. Skip is, yes, he's egotistic. He's a narcissist and everything else. But I don't think Skip is insensitive. So with this tweet, it reads, he clearly states, "No doubt the NFL is considering postponing the rest of this game." That is his statement. He then drops a hyphen. In that hyphen, he put, "But how? Question mark." This is Skip talking to the people that's asking, "But how?" This is also Skip talking to the people this late in the season. This is also Skip talking to the people saying a game of this magnitude is crucial to the regular season outcome. Dot, dot, dot. So, and then he say, which suddenly seems irrelevant. the man was clearly talking about all the questions that people are going to ask. This man was not talking about this man getting hit and dying on the field. Like, for one, he's going to lose. If he is that insensitive, he's going to lose his career. Then he'll probably never get another story from him again. You see Shannon Sharp come back and say, hey, bro, take it down. And then they get into it. They're not getting into it over the tweet. Shannon is asking him, take the tweet down. That's simple as that. I think Shannon know what he meant. Everybody know what he meant. They wanted an explanation. Hey, tell us what you thought about this. Give us your world. Let us into your world. But Skip has a history of stuff that's going on, and people always say, oh, he don't care about people. All he care about sports. He this, he racist, yada, yada, yada. Whatever you want to say about him, his energy is just off. But the man clearly just made a tweet, and people not knowing grammar, people not knowing hyphens, what punctuations mean and all that, took it and ran with it. That's all it is. You took it and ran with it, because when you read it straight through. You didn't, like, they teach you this in first grade English, second grade English. These can be used like this. These can be used like that. These can be used like this. Take a pause. Do yada, yada, yada. That's what it's for. For you guys to just look at it and say, oh, he insensitive. He don't care about people. All he care about is ratings. No, what y'all guys did was he made a tweet. Y'all, it ain't his fault you can't read, right? Like, this man studied journalism, which means he's damn near an English major. He has to know how to type. He has to know how to do all of these things because he get criticized on certain things. You think this man really typed that not knowing you guys can't read? Like, he knew that. Oh, they going to read this. It's going to give me some ratings tomorrow. If you're going to be mad at him, be mad about that, because he got the world in an uproar to get you guys to watch his show the next morning just so he can explain what he said. That's it. Skip is Skip. He's going to be Skip. I don't think he was insensitive. Now, the thing about it is it was too soon. He probably should have waited a little bit. But then the time frame, his window would have closed. So he did what he had to do when he had to do it. But this man literally made the statement to say postpone the football game. He didn't say the football game was irrelevant. He didn't say postponing the game was irrelevant. No, if you do this, neither one of those teams are going to be hurt with a playoff loss. That's key number one. Both of them are already clinched. They're probably playing for seeding. At this point, neither one of them would have lost and got knocked out. Buffalo lose, they probably go to number two. Cincinnati lose, they still in the playoffs. You still got to play in the wild card because they're going to win their division. So, is it really irrelevant? The postponement is not irrelevant. No, he answered a question for you idiots that's at home saying, oh, man, you can't do that, because you got some dumbasses that was really watching the game saying, why are you going to? How you going to postpone the football game and this, that's what he's telling you. It's irrelevant. What you're talking about is irrelevant right now. It's irrelevant. Why is it irrelevant, Skip? Because this man died on the football field. He died. And y'all worried about playing the football game. Or you as a fan are worried about playing the football game. Like, let's be for real. And then half of y'all were talking about what Skip did, but none of y'all really talked about what you guys did. Skip made a tweet about a football game. You guys start making tweets saying, oh, I don't want my kid to play football no more. Oh, I'm scared for my son. That's why I don't let him play. No, that's not it. That's not even why you don't let him play. You let him play football because that's what you want him to do. Like, so it took a man to die on the football field and get resuscitated to you to see that football is physical? You made it about, you guys made the whole situation about y'all. You can get on Facebook and see it. Everybody's tweet was about, oh, well, why am I letting my kid play? Because you're wishing that your son can make to that level. So you as a parent don't got to work anymore. That's what it is. You can say it's not. Ah, oh, but my son go to the NFL and baby, he going to retire me. And then something like that happens. Oh, I don't want him to play football no more. But you're going to sign him up next year. You're going to buy him a little bit bigger shoulder pads. When that's not the case, that was a freak accident. Your son or your child can be stepping out of bed and twist the ankle. Step out of bed, twist the ankle, fall and hit the head. You're not going to buy him a bed anymore. What, you going to get him a box spring, a mattress without a box spring? I mean, it's just some of the questions we got to ask ourselves. Like, me personally, I feel like Skip sent that message without any malicious intent. I feel like he just sent it. That's what he said. I'm just going to send a message and we're going to go from there. I don't think he was basing the whole thing on this man dying and him not finishing the football game. Hell, we knew the outcome. The Bengals were going to win. The Bills weren't going to win. The Bengals were going to win. I believe. I think they were. But I didn't watch the game. I just seen the clips. And then I don't see anything more insensitive about Skip's tweet than you guys sharing the hit. Yeah. We don't want to talk about that. That video had probably 1 million and something views in less than an hour because the insensitive people of the world that want to get clout off of videos started retweeting it and sharing it on Facebook and sharing it on TikTok. Like, this is on TikTok. This man died. And you guys shared it just like y'all share everything else. Somebody gets shot by the police, you share it. Somebody gets shot in real life, you show their body on the ground dead, covered up. You don't get a family no time to mourn because you got to show your friends. But Skip's insensitive for the tweet that he posted saying, basically asking questions about the football game is irrelevant right now. It's perspective. All it takes is for one group of Twitter, black Twitter, to be exact, to jump on something and then the whole world looks stupid. We look stupid as a unit. We do. We look stupid as a unit. Because we can't read. Well, we can read. We just don't know how to read with the punctuations. Half of the shit that we type in text messages run on sentences. Half of us only made a 2 on the English composition. And you know if you made a 2, if you have to take that bitch 8 times. Yep, you took it 1 time your junior year, 3 times your junior year, then you took it 3 times again your senior year, which means you didn't graduate because then you had to go take it 2 more times, what should have been your freshman year in college, and that's when you passed. You graduated with the class out. I can't talk. I took that bitch 6 times, but it wasn't English. Mine was science. I couldn't do shit with chemicals. But, you know, who am I? I got commended on the English writing exam. Commended on that one. Then got commended on history. Math and science, I took them bitches the last time I was almost in school another year. Couldn't count. Couldn't do nothing with numbers in algebra. What am I thinking? But we have to start reading things so that we can understand what's going on. Because y'all was praising the council, this man, literally for nothing. And all he did was say he think you should cancel the game. So, I don't know, man. Maybe one day we can, you know, figure it out. I don't know. You guys don't want to listen to me. Y'all probably think I'm crazy. Half of y'all going to be mad at me about the shit I posted. A lot of y'all going to be mad at me about the shit I posted. Oh, he a coon. And that nigga just signed with white people. No, I'm just telling you the truth about what I read. This is my perspective on what Skip Bayless said. I don't think he was insensitive. I felt like he really meant, you know, I'm sorry, I can read. Maybe my reading is at a different level than you guys. You ever thought about that? Glass half empty. Or is it glass half full? I don't know. Let's change the subject. Non-sports related topics. Yesterday, today is Thursday, January 5th, 2023. It's 9:50. So yesterday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday, I don't know, whichever one of them days, y'all started a trend. A trend on Facebook. View my story. Shit is crazy. Now, you motherfuckers just do too much. Like, y'all really do too much. Like, I'm finna get rid of this one. Like, don't get it twisted. You niggas want to be famous so bad that you are willing to sell your soul just for likes and comments. You motherfuckers ain't trying to get no money. Like, you motherfuckers really was shit because of somebody that's make OnlyFans content decided to share their story on a platform. Don't get it twisted. You could do it on Twitter. Twitter where it's at. You could do it on Twitter. But Facebook, bro, like, you niggas ain't got no respect in the world. You know how many of y'all grandmas got Facebook? Like, at first, I thought it was just crazy because you niggas was posting weed on Facebook and posting internet picture. Internet video. Like, how dumb are you niggas? Like, you niggas is dumb. That's one. But to get on there and fuck yourself. But then you get mad. Ladies, I'm talking to you right now. You get mad because you posted your nude ass on Facebook. And then you get mad when you want a nigga to treat you like a queen. Niggas, all niggas ain't shit. You can't keep a man and niggas ain't shit. They do, bitch, you naked. Don't no nigga want nothing, everybody in the world and fuck. Everybody in the world and say, bitch, you just showed the world your coochie. And you want me to walk you down the altar and tell you I love you? Let's get married. And then you other hoes thought the shit was cute, so y'all did it too. Girl, I got a video on my phone. Half you motherfuckers probably got boyfriends too. You probably single the day after. Like, y'all have no self-respect, bro. Like, not an ounce of self-respect. But then you get mad at somebody when they treat you like somebody that don't need self-respect. And then you want to blame the men of the world and say the men, they, you know, men ain't shit. They rather go hang out with that. I would rather go hang out with my homeboys too if my bitch was on TV showing her coochie to Facebook. Like, come on, man. Half you hoes want to be porn stars anyway because music told y'all that shit was cute. Music didn't told you motherfuckers it's okay to be hoes. None of you motherfuckers want to get married. Y'all don't want to be wives. Y'all just want to be sneaky links and treat it like a wife. Half you motherfuckers want to do what y'all want to do. Why? Because niggas ain't shit. Why? Because you listen to music and your standards are so high. You make $30,000 a year. But you feel like a nigga, you deserve a nigga that make $100,000 a year. You deserve a nigga that make $60,000 a year. You make $25,000 a year working at McDonald's. But your man got to get your nails done, pay your bills, and all this shit. And then you do get a nigga like that, and he cheat on you, then you what? What's the problem? What's the problem then? That's what you attract. Like when you go to a different tax bracket when you date somebody, what they give you is what you deserve. If you make $15,000-$20,000 a year and your man make $80,000 a year, if that nigga go cheat on you every day, bitch, you deserve it. Because you could have went with the cook at McDonald's and been happy. Y'all could have grew together. I mean, I'm just saying. You a cook at McDonald's, he'll go with the cook that worked the next shift at Wendy's. Yeah, that's what you can do. Go be happy together. He ain't going to cheat on you. He going to value you. Why? Because you was with him when he didn't have shit. He was with you when you didn't have shit. So when y'all grow, y'all blossom together. But when you with you McDonald's front counter worker, let me switch it up. When you in and out front counter, I don't want McDonald's to think I'm picking on them. In and out front counter worker, and then you want to go with a nigga that's paramedic. I don't know what they make. I'm just, you know, crunching shit, the career paths out there. And the paramedic go, he go cheat on you with a nurse. You get what I'm saying? What you thought it was? He ain't love me, girl. I was good to the nigga with what? $15,000 a year? Y'all gonna be mad. This nigga pocket watching. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm crunching numbers. Like in my head, I'm crunching numbers. But that's, I mean, you know, some of you guys just need to figure it out. Like, ladies, y'all don't have to get on there and do that shit. And then it's this nigga that work at Wendy's. Like, let's be for real. Like, come on, man. Well, I seen the shit. The shit came across my shit, and I don't know what the fuck was going on. Scrolling through shit, boop, pop up. Oh my God, what the fuck is this? Nigga, fuck, man, listen, y'all, listen. Like, bro, you know, it kind of make me miss the world when I'm going to say that topic. I talk about that next time. This is the end, y'all. More than just a funny guy. Follow me on all platforms. Merch Rashard. I'm your host. I'm signing out. Peace.